Denise. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, yeah, the doctor thought it would be a good idea. I don't know, but.
Yeah, your doctor spoke with me, and I'm wondering if it would be okay with you if I share some of the information that he talked about.
Well, I guess. I mean, he talked to me too, but I guess, yeah, what did he tell you?
Sure. Well, that way we can make sure we're on the same page. So he indicated to me that he's a little bit concerned about how much you're drinking and thought it might be helpful if you and I just talk a little bit and see what's been going on. Does that work for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't believe it's the drinking that's really the problem. It's my, you know, I'm having some stomach problems.
Right. So you don't see the drinking as the cause of all this. You think, you know, you're having this stomach issue and the drinking's not really related.
Yeah, I actually think that it's probably more related to both the stress that I have going on and what I've been eating. And, you know, I think there must be something that I'm eating. I know other people who've had that kind of problem and, you know, rather than the drinking, because I just don't drink that much.
Right. Well, I'm not a medical doctor. You know, I don't know all the ins and outs. But if it's okay with you, can I talk to you a little bit about what he shared specifically in terms of how much you were drinking and then some norms, people who, in terms of their drinking and how much they drink? Would that be all right if we talk about that for a moment?
Okay.
So your doctor indicated to me that he's pretty worried, actually, about your drinking. And what he said to me was that it looks like you might be drinking about 6 drinks a day. And that, you know, some of the assessments that you filled out, it looks like about 6 drinks a day. Now, do you remember talking to him about this or, you know, that's what you think in terms of your drinking?
Well, he asked me about how much, you know, and I, you know, pretty much said I kind of have a, you know, usually have a bottle of wine every day, but, he didn't say anything about 6. I mean, I just, you know, it's like just one bottle.
Right. So he didn't talk to you about the specific numbers. So
no,
this is a little bit
no.
surprising.
Yeah.
So I don't. To me was that it's about 6 drinks a day and not often presents some health problems for folks. There are something called these guidelines that NIAAA, which is this organization, has in terms of how much people should drink. And I don't know if you've heard of these or if you're familiar with them at all.
No.
Okay. So what they recommend is that women in particular drink no more than 1 drink per day and 7 drinks per week. How does that fit with your current drinking right now?
Well, I guess if I counted one bottle as one drink, I'd be fine.
Right.
I don't know what I don't even, I don't know what that means. If he's saying 6, I don't know how much wine that is.
Right. So your numbers don't necessarily match up with his. Well, I mean, I can tell you that regardless of the exact numbers that, you know, I think his concern is that you're drinking quite a bit more than what is recommended. And, you know, 6 drinks per day or 4 drinks per day, it doesn't really matter how much. It generally puts people at risk for a number of health problems, sometimes legal problems, social problems. And so I think that's why he wanted me to talk with you a bit.
Well, I mean, I can't see having any worries about legal problems or anything because I'm not driving anywhere. I do it at home and, you know, I don't see any, you know, there, I'm not having problems with my family or anything other than my, you know, I'm having stress related to my teenagers. I've got one that's really acting up and it's causing me a lot of stress. So I know I'm drinking more than I used to drink, but, you know, or did, you know, a couple years ago, it's just because there's so much stress.
Right. This doesn't really fit with you. You don't see yourself as having a drinking problem.
No, I don't see it as a problem. I guess, you know, I mean, I guess if there's, if it's causing, if it has to do with my, you know, stomach. I mean, I am really worried about what's going on with my stomach, because it's pretty painful.
Right. So, it could be related to your stomach problems. I'm not sure, but it definitely, you know, that much alcohol could be contributing to some problems with your stomach.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I do know that, you know, I shouldn't be drinking a bottle of wine every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do know that that's more than is, you know, that's not good for me.
Right, right. Yeah. You can see that the problems that might cause or even has caused you drinking at that level.
I don't know. It's really hard to imagine, you know, not being able to. I mean, I should be able to reduce that, I guess. But it's hard for me to imagine not being able to do it. You know, I mean, it's just otherwise the anxiety is just going to bowl me over. You know.
Right. Right. Drinking is. So it's something that you do in a lot of ways to cope with some of the stress that you have going on. And it sounds like you know, you're working really hard. You have a lot going on with your kids and that you're trying to be the best mom that you can be to them. And that drinking has made a lot of that easier for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it has made things easier for me. You know, and my husband and I, we have to sit down and try and figure out every night, you know, what are we going to do now, you know, because this is with this situation, you know, and how are we going to deal with this? And, you know, it just makes it a lot easier. He has a hard time talking about that stuff, and we disagree about a lot of it. So, you know, if we sit down with a couple glasses of wine, it really helps.
Right, right. No, that makes a lot of sense. You have a lot going on, and that's been a way for you to cope. And I can see that. So on the one hand, you know, drinking is, you're worried about what it's doing to your stomach and you're worried about the possible health consequences of it. On the other hand, it's a big part of your life and helping you get through some difficult times.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Otherwise, you know, I'm afraid I might have to do something drastic to my kid, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, things might get pretty bad.
Yeah.
With him, yeah. Well, would it be all right if I give you some, you know, ideas about how to possibly cut back on your drinking?
Well, yeah, I guess.
So it sounds like you're drinking anywhere from 4 to 6 drinks a night, and really, we don't want people drinking more than a glass of wine. So really, you shouldn't be drinking more than a glass of wine a day or more than 7 drinks. So, you know, there's lots of ways people can cut back. But what is that? How does that sound for you?
Wow. I mean, you know, I have a glass of wine when I'm fixing dinner, you know, like, and that would be if that I had to stop there, you know, then I wouldn't even get to have it with my meal.
Right, right. It's a big change for you, potentially.
Yeah. I can't see going down to that, to one. I don't see that.
Okay. Well, it seems like a reasonable number for you.
Well, maybe, you know, I mean, it seems like if I went, you know, it might be reasonable to go down to half of the bottle, like maybe 2 drinks,
mm-hmm.
you know, or maybe a little over 2. That'd right. get me through dinner.
Right. So making some changes seems like it would work for you, but you're not willing to cut back all the way to 1.
No, I'm not. I can't see doing that. I guess, you know, it should help my stomach though if I cut back even a little bit, shouldn't it? If it really is doing, you know, if it's causing some of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, cutting back always is better, right? And you know, I think your doctor was pretty firm that he would really like you to cut back. Possibly, what he said to me was altogether, because he's worried about your continued drinking affecting your stomach, and that what he thought was going on was that it was kind of tearing up the lining of your stomach, and so that any alcohol, caffeine, coffee, that kind of thing, that could all potentially cause you problems. It sounds like that doesn't it's not going to work, that you're not willing to cut back to one or, you know, quit drinking altogether.
Wow. Yeah. Coffee too? Man, he didn't talk to me about that, but,
It's a lot to go through at once. And yeah, I think he was worried about taking away it all for you at once. But
maybe,
you know,
he'll take my kids.
That'd be set if he took the children from you.
At least if he dealt with the problems we're having now with the one that's, you know, really rebelling and acting out and going out and running off and,
Well, activities that you could do that would help you to relax. You know, sometimes I have patients who find other things or other ways to relax, and they start doing those at about the time they started drinking or beforehand, and that helps them, you know, have something else to occupy their time when they would typically start drinking. So that might be something for you to consider.
Well, when I get home, though, I mean, I have to cook dinner. I can't not cook dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not that it's, I don't mind cooking dinner, but it, you know, I can't go off and take the time to myself and take a bath or whatever because I got to cook dinner.
Right, right. So cooking dinner is really what's most important here for you.
Well, I mean, that's part of my responsibility, right? That's what I do. I'm responsible to feed my family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
It sounds like you really value being a good mother and being a good role model for your family and that you're really holding people together right now.
Yeah, I value
it. I guess
they worry not sure they do,
about
but
you not taking care of yourself and that you are not necessarily putting yourself in the best position to take care of them.
Well, I mean, I do, I am feeding them and I am taking care of them. I run them around. I do all the things I'm supposed to do, you know, to take care of them. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I guess if I really got sick, you know, then I wouldn't be able to do it, but I've been able to work through, we women, we have to work through everything. You don't get to be sick.
No, you're doing a great job of it. And it sounds like you have an important role in your family. It also sounds like you have a lot going on and that, you know, there might be other ways for you to deal with some of the stress other than relying on the drinking. But this, again, it has to be your choice. You know, I can tell you that, you know, your doctor does think that some of these stomach problems may be linked back to the drinking. But, you know what? I'm not a medical provider and you know, I think ultimately you're the one that gets to make the decisions about how you proceed with things.
Well,
why don't we talk about this maybe next week? Would you be willing to come in and talk to me a little bit more about it?
Boy, I don't know if I can get here next week, but maybe 2 weeks I could come in, I guess. I next week I have a really busy schedule at work. I have a big project that I'm working on and I really can't do that. But I can come in the next week. I think I could probably work that out.
Well, let's plan to speak then, and maybe we can talk a little bit more about this, if that's okay with you.
All right, I'll think about it.
All right, thank you.
Okay.